Ryan Dodd, and I'm the general manager of the Innisfil Eagles.
Ryan, the Innisfil Eagles are back-to-back provincial senior men's AAA champions. You cap off yet another sweep here for a second year in a row of the Stony Plain Eagles. Just walk us through the provincial final series and what made you guys so successful.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great series. You know, Stony's a great hockey team and good players, good organization. And ultimately, it came down to endurance, you know. When we were playing those games, they were right with us. And in game one and game two, they actually had the lead in both games. And we just, you know, we were able to keep the guys going. And they, I mean, our guys have got a real motivated attitude this year to get out to Dundas, and we got some unfinished business out there. So the guys were determined to beat Stony and move on. And ultimately, in each one of the first two games, our third period, we took over the game, and we came out in the first period of the third game there, and the guys were, I mean, they were going right off the hop. We didn't have a great start in the first two games in the first period, but I'll tell you, in the third game we came out and we were firing, and it was a close game. It was 2-1 after the first, and the guys just kept on going from there, and ultimately it was the closest game of the three, with us winning 5-2, but you know that Stony put up a heck of a fight. They were battling. It was hard hitting, hard fought game. Good speed, but ultimately it just came down to endurance, and we were able to capture back-to-back titles, which the guys were pumped about. Really excited to be able to have that opportunity, but this year it seems just like the dressing room has got a different kind of feel to it. The guys were not so focused on the championship, the AAA championship, but they're more focused on what we have to do yet, and that's go to Dundas and bring the Allan Cup back to Alberta.
You bet. Chase Thudium obviously was the leading goal scorer and point getter in that three-game series. Tell us a little bit about how he ended up with the Innisfil Eagles and how he was able to produce at such a high level.
Chase is a pretty he's a pretty special kid. It was 2 years of talking with Chase and trying to get him to come play hockey, and he just wasn't really there, and you know, didn't think senior hockey was his thing. And then finally I get, my phone rings out of the blue, and it's Chase, and he says, "Hey, I was thinking maybe I'd come for a skate. I want to see what it's all about." And so he ultimately reached out to us, you know, and we find that you get a lot of guys that return from playing a higher level of hockey, and they don't really know exactly what their career path is going to be for the, you know, for the rest of their lives, and they kind of have to get themselves sorted out and figure out a direction, and then once they do, they realize how much they miss hockey. And he's a special hockey player. His abilities to, I mean, some of the goals that he scored were, I don't even know how he did it. You know, guys like me, we never had that kind of talent, and this is, so to see a guy that, you know, putting pucks between his legs and putting them top shelf, it's like, wow. And then his speed and the all around person he is unbelievable. So it was a long time getting him here, but he's here, and the guys love having him in the dressing room. He's a great character player for us, and he just adds so much depth to our hockey club. His scoring's just phenomenal. So, it's a very welcome addition, and his brother is also on the team. So having the brothers together and having them playing together is that's a pretty special thing for them to be able to do as well. And now get an opportunity to win a championship like this together, they're pretty excited.
That's excellent. Obviously, you've had such a strong core group of players for a long time there, but how different is this year's team from last year's, do you think, Ryan?
We're a deeper club this year. We've got four lines that will attack and could score at any given time. You know, and our defense is, you know, we've got eight or nine guys that can go into the lineup and you're not going to have any fear of really anything. That we're deep. We're quite deep on our team this season. You know, last year we had a few guys that they were there. They're great players, and they had a little more of a focus that was more, you know, get out to Toronto and do their own thing. And this year, guys are just dialed right in. They want to go out to Toronto, and they are out to Ontario, Dundas, and they want to win the championship. They're focused, very focused, and they're holding each other accountable. Just, we had a practice the other night, and after the skate, all the guys around the circle stretching, and as coaches, we went in to talk to the guys, and it wasn't needed because your veteran leadership, you know, you got the Vandermeer brothers that are there, and they're talking to the team about what it takes to win this tournament. And everybody was just sitting there nodding, and you could just see the guys were completely dialed in. So as coaches, we just left. Sometimes things not said, or, you know, it's better that way. Let the players lead each other, and looking forward to it.